Okay, now we're on.
Okay.
So Uncle Mark was actually born in Meridian?
Oh yeah.
Well, how did he get? How did he leave?
Didn't you hear Willie? He was in the Navy.
Oh, okay.
And he got away from Meridian in the Navy.
Okay.
Where
did he go?
He went to...
He was in World War One.
He was in World War One.
In the Navy in World War One.
Uh-huh. Hmm. But I know he didn't ever go aboard a ship or go overseas or anything like that. He enlisted in the Navy and was... At the time, he was working on the newspaper in Macon.
Okay.
He started out...
And how did he get to Macon?
He started out with the Meridian paper.
Okay.
And from Meridian, he went to Macon, and that's where he met Willie.
Willie, yeah.
And he joined the Navy and went off to war for 3 years.
You know where he went? Did he go to Washington?
I don't know where he went. I never did hear what he did in the service, but I knew he was in the service. And when he came back to Macon, he and Willie got married, and from then on, they went to New York. He okay. worked in New York.
This is all with newspapers?
With newspapers.
Okay.
He pursued that career. And he went to Ole Miss briefly.
Okay.
I think maybe, he never did finish.
Okay. So he didn't have a college degree?
He did not have a college degree.
Oh, wow.
And he progressed from Washington Post, New York, to the Washington Post.
Oh, he worked for the Washington Post?
Yeah. They lived in Washington temporarily, lived in Richmond, lived in New York, and then settled in Louisville. He was publisher of the Louisville Courier-Journal.
Yeah.
And from Louisville, when he retired, he went to the...
Ohio?
Garden... To Long Island.
Newsday.
Yeah, Newsday.
Yeah.
And from there, he retired to North Carolina.
And was a professor.
Yes.
Okay.
That was his career.
What about Uncle Frank?
Uncle Frank was the most lovable man you've ever known and a drunk.
Oh.
And, he was a lawyer.
In Meridian?
In Meridian, always in the shade of Uncle Will.
Uh-huh.
And one of the most lovable people you've ever known, if you can measure love, because we always knew if we went to Uncle Frank's office, he'd give us a quarter. So we'd always go to see Uncle Frank. And Uncle Frank never progressed much past being a police court lawyer, Everybody liked him. And as I say, he was always in Uncle Will's shadow.
Uh-huh.
And they were very close to each other.
Now, Uncle Will, did he just follow on in the practice of his dad?
Yeah, he was, he had his own life, notoriety. He wasn't in the shadow of his daddy.
Okay.
He was the big cheese under any circumstances.
And but in the same practice, he took it over from his dad.
Uh-huh. And he went to Ole Miss.
Okay.
Uncle Will did. Whether he got a law degree, I don't know. I don't remember. But he must have.
Okay.
And Uncle Frank, I think, just read law.
Just did it on his own.
I think. Hmm. He never had much of an office and never had much of a practice.
Okay.
But he did. He was a lawyer.
Okay.
And Sister Fanny was the first daughter, and she was Papa's daughter, Papa's favorite. Hmm. And she loved Papa and always talked about Papa. As I say, she was number one daughter. And she was, until she married Daddy, she was a teacher in Meridian. And she was really a good teacher, wonderful teacher. people still tell me, you know, they had Ms. Gatewood in college, in school, and they did so well in college because she taught them so well. Some of the men would tell me that made an awful big difference in their lives. And I always thought it was a shame that she was confined to teaching here in Holly High instead of, she could have been a college professor. Mm-hmm. She was so good at it. Mm-hmm. And that was what she really liked.
What, teaching?
Teaching. Uh-huh. She was dedicated to it. She never cared much for housekeeping and that sort of thing. She was a teacher.
Okay.
And but she was good to us.
But your mother was Mary Powell.
Yeah.
And she was her sister, right?
Yeah.
Her younger sister?
Younger sister.
What, like the next one down?
No, she was, Uncle John came in between.
Okay.
But
your mother died.
She died when...
How old were you?
I was 4 years old.
Okay. What happened to her?
She had an abscessed lung, and she had had her tonsils out. And they said she took us to the circus, and the dust was, you know, irritated the something. Anyway, she developed an abscess in her lung, which, of course, today wouldn't have killed her.
No.
But they took her to Asheville, North Carolina, and thought that was the place to go, you know, for lung diseases.
Just for the air?
And I guess they had mountain air, I suppose. But anyway, it's supposed to be a big center where you could go and be healed.
Yeah.
But she died. And she died in November. And Pank was just 18 months old. Brother was 6, and I was 4.
Okay.
So Daddy was left with 3 children, and he had to try to take care of them. We had a nanny. We had Alice Wall, who was Pank's nanny. Hmm. And she took care of us. And I remember they used to tell about Pank sucked her thumb.
Mm-hmm.
And one day Alice wrapped Pank's thumb in gauze. So Pank and Brother and I were on the front porch waiting for Daddy to tell him that Alice was abusing Pank. So they said that did it. Daddy asked Granny to come up and take care of us. So Granny closed her house, and she insists...
This is Mary Howell 1.
Mary Howell 1. And Granny and Sis moved up to take care of us. So Sis came with her, and eventually she and Daddy married.
Okay.
And one of the family tales there was the nurse that we had her name was Desi, but we always called her nurse. Nurse and John lived in the quarters back of the house. John was our yard man, and he made the fires and brought in the coal and did the garden and lived on the property. And nurse lived in the other room, and she took care of us. And nurse dressed us up, and we thought we were going to the Chautauqua. They had a tent show that everybody went to, and we thought she was dressing us to go to the Chautauqua, but they were dressing us for the wedding.
For
Daddy and Sissy's wedding.
Okay.
And so we were very disappointed that we didn't get to go to the Chautauqua. And Pank went up and held Daddy's hand. So while they were performing the ceremony,
Pank was holding his hand.
So we always teased Pank about being married. We'd tell her she was already married because she held Daddy's hand during the ceremony. But they got married, and then, as I say, Sis was a wonderful stepmother. We always well, we loved her, mm-hmm. just, you know, not as you would, I guess, a mother, but we never knew our mother. Mm-hmm. Brother was the only one that could really remember her. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've had people, I think, that I remember, but I don't know whether it's because somebody told me or not. But I know that when they had Mother's funeral, that we were taken over to our neighbor's house. And I think I remember the procession, but I don't know.
That's just barely on the fringes of what
I don't know that I do, or they may have told me. Mm-hmm. But the only thing I remember about her is I remember sitting on the front steps at the house down there, mm-hmm. and there was some violets that bordered the walk, and seeing her sitting on the steps and mm-hmm. picking violets and things, but I don't know that I remember that.
Yeah.
It may have been something somebody told me.
Up
Maybe something somebody told me. But she was supposed to have been really pretty. Mm-hmm. She had black hair and blue eyes, mm-hmm. and pretty complexion. And she was supposed to have been a very pretty woman. Mm-hmm. And people remember she taught out in the country school, and that's where she met Daddy. Daddy was a trustee of the school, and she was a teacher out there mm-hmm. at Sladen.
And Sladen. Okay.
And
it was a
boarding school, mm-hmm. and the young people that around in the community came to the school. It was an agriculture school, mm-hmm. and they really taught them things like dairy and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
It's no longer there, of course, but she was there, and she was the first home demonstration agent in Marshall County. Mm. So, and she was a lot younger than Daddy. Daddy was he was 44 years old when
I
was
born.
She's
in her 20s, I guess, huh?
And when I was born, Daddy was a real dude. He, his father had. It's Daddy, our grandfather was probably one of the wealthiest men in Marshall County, but we unfortunately it didn't pass on to his descendants. But he lived on the farm, but he liked traveling, and he and these men here in town lived in that big house I showed you yesterday, Wendy. You know that house that I told you the girl has moved to Oxford? And down on Tullahoma. They lived there. Their daddy was a very prosperous man, too. But anyway, they liked to travel. And
traveling, that's your grandfather?
No, my daddy.
Where did they travel?
He was a bachelor, and they went to New York City. And,
just having fun.
Yeah, and they took a cruise up the Atlantic, you know, from Georgia up to New York, and he just in the United States.
He didn't get married till.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. He didn't get married until he was 40.
40s, yeah.
44.
So he was 44 when I was born. So he was probably.
And she must have been
so
in her 20s
she was.
Then.
She was.
Yeah.
See, she was only 28 when she died.
Oh yeah.
So she was a lot younger.
Yeah.
But very pretty.
Yeah.
And and apparently fun loving because she bought that Victrola.
Oh okay. Okay, she's the one that bought that.
Yeah, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Very popular.
Now, let's talk about your brother a little bit. He was a flyer in World War II.
Yeah, right? brother and I were very close mm-hmm. in age. Mm-hmm. And I was a nuisance as far as he was concerned because I wanted to do everything brother did.
Mm-hmm. What was his name?
Henry Jr.
Named after his dad.
And so we when he went to school, they had to let me start school when I was 5 years old because brother had already gone.
So you wanted to go too?
I wanted to go too. So all through his high school, I was a nuisance to. Oh, I skipped a grade and got in the same grade he was in. So I was a nuisance to him all the time that we were growing up. But he loved paint. They were very congenial, you know, and Pank was devoted to him. But he was just, and he went to state when we graduated. He went to state, and he stayed 2 years, but he didn't like it. So he quit school and started working and in a filling station. And then he and another boy that we were very close to, we had some neighbors, twins, a boy and a girl. And brother and the boy were good friends, and the girl and I were best friends. So Claude Jr. and brother decided that they would enlist in the Canadian Army, Air Force. So they left home.
And went to Canada?
And unbeknownst to any of us, we didn't know where in the world they were. They disappeared and hitchhiked up to Toronto and got there, and it was so cold.
They came back.
They decided to come home. And so John Turner, who was, and of course all this time we were all frantically looking for him. Didn't have any idea where they were. And John Turner, who was our handyman, said he looked out the window and there was Claude Jr. and brother getting out of an automobile. They had hitchhiked back home. It had been too cold for them. But after that, he enlisted in the Army. And this was all in the 40s, right, 41. And he enlisted in the Army, and from there he joined the Air Corps, you know, chose to go to the Air Corps. And he was a pilot during World War II. And he was sent to the Orient, and he volunteered the day that he was shot down. The co-pilot on the plane that he was flying in had been sick or something had happened to him. And so he volunteered and served as the co-pilot. On another plane, and he was shot down in Taiwan. Hmm. And he was a prisoner only about 9 months, but it nearly killed him. Mm-hmm. During that time, they'd starved him to death practically. He weighed less than 100 pounds when he
came home.
Mm-hmm. How tall was he?
He was 5'6" or 5'7". Wasn't very tall, but he wasn't that short. Mm-hmm. I guess he was about Frank's height.
I'm a little taller than that, but close.
Are you? Mm-hmm. But he was not much taller than I am. Daddy was a very small man. But anyway, they nearly killed him. Mm-hmm. And he came home, and he bought the John Deere. He farmed for a while, and then he bought the John Deere
factory place,
and he was there when he was riding around one day, he and a friend of his, looking at farms, and apparently they backed up into a bank, and dirt got in the exhaust pipe, and they went to a filling station, and the man was closing, and he said, come back tomorrow and I'll, you know, take care of it. And then he went on driving, and they think that gas, you know,
exhaust gas
killed him.
Uh-huh. So
he had a one-man accident.
Mm-hmm. So he probably went to sleep with of the carbon monoxide.
Well, that's what we think, because the man who, he let his friend out, and he went home and complained about being sleepy.
Yeah.
And he went to bed because he didn't feel well. Hmm. And but then brother went on, he was going to Ashland to pick up his girlfriend, and he went on, and on the way over to Ashland, he crashed.
Did he crash into a tree?
No, he just went off the road. Mm-hmm. So.
See, the other thing about that, you were talking about how your mother's disease nowadays probably wouldn't have killed her.
Well, it wouldn't.
Well, maybe his accident wouldn't have happened either, or if it did, because of the airbags and seatbelts and everything else, he wouldn't have been killed either.
Mm-hmm. And if the man had taken care of it, they didn't think it was that important.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
How old was he?
He was 38.
Okay.
So that happened to him. But going back to John Turner.
Now who's John Turner?
That's our handyman.
Okay.
That lived in the house down there where I think Ida B. Wells was born. Did you have any hot coffee?
Do you want some? You got some more.
But anyway, John Turner was Pank's constant companion when she was little. They used to, thank you, Wynn. They used to sit on the back steps and they would smoke their pipes, which were just sticks, you know. They'd act like they were smoking their pipes. And they would sit there and they would talk and visit with each other. And she had more time with John than anybody. John would come in the morning and make the fires. And then he said, you know, all of us would come whenever we wanted to eat our breakfast. And he told us things, he'd tell us tales like he was black because he drank too much coffee,
uh-huh.
or that he worked in an ice cream factory and ate so much ice cream that it froze his insides. would tell all kinds of tales, and he would animate the chickens and the animals around the and tell us what they said and did.
They were talking to each other.
Yeah, and one time we had a goat that ran off, and John said, he would come in and he'd say things like, I got a letter from the goat. And so he really entertained us, and as I say, he and Pank were good friends, and they spent a lot of time together. And Pank was... Granny took good care of Pank, and she'd tell us things
so like... So Granny stayed up here and lived up here?
Oh, Granny lived with us.
Okay. Forever?
Yeah, until she died. Hmm. She would stay with us.
Where was Grandpa?
He was dead long ago.
Okay.
You remember I told you he died?
Young.
And left Granny.
That's true, yeah. Yeah, he died.
Died in 19-something.
Yeah, we saw that.
Yeah.
And she lived on until 49.
She lived with us.
Okay.
And she would live with us during the school year when Sis was working. And then...
So she took care of you then.
And she took care of us.
Okay.
And then... she would go down and spend time with Rachel and Nunty. She'd stay at Rachel's some and at Nunty's.
So they were grown, were grown by then.
Yeah, oh, they had their homes and children.
Yeah.
And she was there all the time.
Okay.
And we...
So you must have gone to Meridian a lot, too,
when
you were little. Oh, we did. Yeah.
We had what we called the exchange program. Son would come up here and I'd go down there.
Okay.
Or Bill would come up
here. That doesn't seem like a very good swap there.
And Mary Jane would come.
Oh, yeah. So that's why you knew my mom so well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We spent a lot. We spent almost every summer sometime
together
down there,
yeah.
And with Mary Jane and Bill and son, yeah. And so that's how we knew them so well. Mm-hmm. But Granny lived with us, mm-hmm. And Granny would say things like, "Pank didn't feel like going to school," and she'd let Pank stay at home, and Pank would stay and would get up and visit with John. Then Granny would say, "You better get in the bed because you know it's almost
you're yeah. sick."
So then Pank would hop in the bed until we left, and.
So she let her pretend like she was sick.
Yeah, she was very indulgent of Pank.
Uh-huh.
And Granny was so good to us. She'd read to us. Mm-hmm. And if we were sick, she'd take care of us.
Hmm.
She was just, and that's how we knew Granny so well, because
mm-hmm.
we were with her. And that's why we knew our relatives. They'd come to see her, and they'd see us.
Okay. Now,
so it made a difference about family.
Well, yeah, I can see how it all got mixed together.
Mm-hmm.
And it tied you more closely to the
to everybody
cousins
else.
Down in Meridian, yeah.
Yeah, the cousins down in Meridian were just very close.
Now, there's a Mary Howell III, too, right? Is this?
Mark Jr. had a Mary Howell.
Okay. And that's Mary Kiker now?
No, I don't know what her name is. She's Mark's child, and I don't know Mark's children.
Mark two.
I know three, and I knew Russell.
Russell.
But the girls, I don't know.
Okay. How many girls are there?
Two.
Okay.
One of them still owns the house down at Seagrove.
Seagrove. Oh, okay.
And I forgot.
These are Mark's and Peg's children.
Yeah, they are Mark's and Peg's children.
Okay.
That I don't know.
Okay.
But anyway, that's just a few things about Granny. And
I'm going to turn this off because I want to actually...